Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier. Game on, Iron America.
Jeff Shepherd, how are you, sir?
I am doing just fine. And yourself?
I'm pretty good. So the old fantasy football draft starts coming to fruition now. I think we're already 3.5 weeks out from the regular season, and a few decisions to be made. If you're a fan of the Colts and you were thinking about picking their star quarterback Andrew Luck, you might have a question mark over his name, though.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we talked last week about the odd injury that Antonio Brown has with his feet out in Oakland, and Andrew Luck has got something going on with one of his feet as well. It seems like it's a high ankle sprain, which, you know, look, he's not the most, you know, athletic mobile quarterback in the history of the league, but, you know, it's an ankle injury that he's had lingering for quite some time, and to the point where Frank Reich, the head coach of the Colts, came out and basically said, you know, we don't really know if he's going to be around for week one. They'll know next week after the preseason game which direction they're going to go. So, you know, again, this is just one of those kind of, you know, big time players, you know, in the league, one of the league stars. And, you know, again, lots of folks are just worried about what's going on. A lot of fantasy drafts going to be going on all over the world, especially, and I know in Ireland as well,
yeah,
as they get ready for the NFL season. And so this is just another one of those guys you have to keep an eye on. There haven't been any, you know, major superstar kind of debilitating injuries yet this training camp. Obviously, you don't want to see that at all. But this is something that folks definitely need to keep an eye on.
Just in terms of the NFL, Shep, we're going through the Rugby World Cup warm-up games here now, and it's all about getting game time for the players ahead of the World Cup itself starting off. And I'm wondering, you know, so we hear that Andrew Luck, that he won't play any preseason games. Would a coach just throw him straight in without having so much as a minute under his belt in preseason?
So, yeah, so the trend in the years past has basically been teams will play 4 preseason games. And so the starters might play, you know, your main starters might play the first 2 drives of the first game. And then in the second game, they might play 3 or 4 drives. And then in the third game, they'll play the whole first half, and then they maybe not even dress out at all in the fourth game, because you're going to leave that up to the backups to get some experience and some of the guys that are fighting for those last roster spots. We have seen some of the bigger named players not even dress out at all. I don't think Drew Brees took a snap for the Saints in preseason last year at all.
Wow.
There was no real reason to. So it's not unprecedented. You're starting to see it a little bit more than you have in years past, which is, quite frankly, Hugh, why one of the discussions that they're having with the league and the Players Association is, do you go from 16 regular season games and 4 exhibition games to 18 regular season games and 2 exhibition games?
Okay.
That's one of the things that's up for discussion, but then that circles back to the whole safety issue as well. So there's a lot of layers there.
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. Another interesting story is sent on. I remember there was a bit of anger from Liverpool fans last week when Liverpool Football Club were attempting to trademark the word Liverpool, Shep, to try and protect fans from what they say was fake goods. But this actually takes it to a whole other level. Ohio State, what are they trying to trademark? Tell us.
So the Ohio State University is trying to trademark the word the, which I mean, I can kind of see where they're coming from, because that's how they've kind of always referred to themselves as all their alumni. And, you know, it's all over the place. It's the Ohio State University, not to be confused with, I don't know what you would get confused with, but whatever. And so they have sent out, I guess they filed trademark papers to, you know, I think it's probably something very similar to what happened with Liverpool is, you know, you want to make sure you're getting legitimate Ohio State University apparel. But there are other ways to, you know, to ensure that. But yeah, so they have gone ahead and tried to trademark the word the to officially be the Ohio State University.
Yeah, good story. I saw University of Michigan hitting back as well on Twitter with a photo of an M and Ohio,
yes,
University sent back. So they're going to get a lot of stick for this, right?
Oh, they will. Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And look, I love language and words and dialect and things as much as the next guy, but this is a bit much.
Yeah, absolutely. Shep, pleasure as always, man. Talk to you next week. Thanks, bud.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Cheers. Jeff Shepherd there.
Game on.
On 2FM. Weekdays from 6.